coach him. His emergence and what he went through last year. He admitted that he had, you know, he kind of didn't admit the concussions, but yet here he is and he's ready to go. Do you watch him closer now?
Oh, yeah. You know, he's going to be a key player in our offense, and I think everybody got a chance to see how special his ability is, and he was able to build on that coming back healthy, and we're very excited about what he's going to do this coming season for us.
What is his skill set?
I think it's just like what Coach Gruden said yesterday. He's an elite route runner for the position, and, you know, he still competes with the toughness. He's got great feet, so he can cover guys up in the run game, and I think what we'll try to do with him will maximize his skill set, and he's done a great job this offseason putting himself in position to have a great year.
The lesson learned for him last year, not kind of being honest with you guys about how he was feeling?
Yeah, I think so. I think he understands how serious the concussion issues are and that he's got to be honest with us so that we can take best care of him and be smart with the way that we're managing him, because your health is by far the most important thing.
You're good.
Please forgive me. Hey, Sean.
Really? How you doing, Jason?
All right. You know, obviously, you're building towards something. That's what this is about. Mm-hmm. When you get everyone, the participation's been great out here and things are going well. But as coaches, and I think Jay would probably say the same thing, until you actually get on the field during the games, you got to keep it all in perspective, right? That, hey, look, this is good, but we're trying to go someplace.
There's no question about it. You know, this offseason, what we got a great chance to do is kind of implement our schemes, both on offense and defense and special teams for that matter. And having the attendance that we had really gives you a chance to develop that, where you're teaching, learning, able to progress and get a lot of things accomplished so that you're looking forward towards building towards this 2014 season with everybody that's going to be a key factor for us.
What do you want to see now from guys after, you know, this wrap up between now and then the start of training camp as far as, you know,
I think what you want to see guys is take care of themselves and make sure when they come back, you know, give themselves a chance to rest a little bit, because we did have a long off season where guys got a lot of work done, but we want to see guys come back fresh mentally and physically so that we're able to hit training camp full speed ahead and excited to move forward towards this season.
Is there something with Robert that you want to see him specifically between now and training camp?
I think it's just continuing to improve on the little things that every quarterback around this league is going to do. Fundamentals, footwork, accuracy when you're throwing the football. And I thought he did an excellent job above the neck as far as absorbing the new system, some of the terminology. And we're really excited about what he accomplished this offseason and what he's going to do leading into training camp.
How about for you and just being out here from the OTAs now to this, as far as, do you guys feel that you've accomplished what you wanted to up until this point?
Yeah, I think we got a great chance to implement our system, teach a lot of things, learn from both some of the good and bad, get a chance to get some of these new guys that are going to be key components involved, where you get a little bit of rapport going with the DeSean Jackson, getting Jordan Reed back, continue to get Andre Robertson, Pierre going, and do some things that we've done in the past in the run game. So we feel really good about what we've accomplished and looking forward to get going in July at Richmond.
And like Jason was saying, as far as, you know, when you take a look at this offense, the number of weapons that you guys have, yes, you can see it now, but when you get to the field, I mean, is it nice to take a step back and look at what this offense could do?
Oh, it sure is. You know, we feel good about the personnel that we have, and we got to make sure we do a great job as coaches kind of moving those guys around and putting them in spots to have success, and those guys did a great job this offseason making us feel confident that we can do that.
Thanks, son.
You're welcome. Obviously, you know, Robert has skills. He has ability. There's no question that. But you've been around here, and you know that, you know, you talked about the neck up, and that was a question mark last year with some things. You said you praised him about the neck up.
Yes.
Right now. Are you seeing things that show not just improvement but significant development up, neck up type of thing?
Yeah, I think, you know, going into his third year, I think you're seeing a lot of progression, just both from a physical and a mental standpoint. And some of the things that we've done with him the past 2 years are similar, and some are also different. And I think he's done an excellent job being able to translate his knowledge in the meeting room to on the field, recognizing some of those looks and some of the audible situations where we'll give him the opportunity to call things at the line of scrimmage. And he's shown us that he's fully capable of doing that. And I think that's what's going to give him a great chance to have success this year.
Not to pat yourself on the back, but you have been around here and you do know him. How much, if you can answer this question, do you think it was helpful that you stayed here? Because, you know, you can tell Jay things that did work. I mean, obviously Jay can watch the film, but just knowing that personal level, seeing some things, I mean, do you think it did help that, you know, you stayed here, maybe help his development and help the transition with
Jay?
Well,
I think anytime you go into a situation where you're looking forward and you have people that have been in the building like myself, Coach Haslett, Raheem Morris, I think it's very helpful so you kind of get a pulse on what was going on. But Jay's going to do a great job just like he did when he came in, and he's going to formulate his own opinions based on his study of our players and what he's seen in this offseason, and everybody's going to get an opportunity to compete, and we're excited about just moving forward next year.
Well, all the information you can get, no matter where you can get it from, helps.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's right.
I hope you didn't ask this. I'm sure you already had to answer it, but your responsibilities on game day with play calling and stuff, how does that work out?
Well, Jay's going to be the play caller. You know, I think he'll lean heavily on me for some suggestions and things like that, situations, you know, what's going on within the, like I'm saying, the specific situations within a game. But he's done a great job in Cincinnati, having a very successful offense, and he'll continue to do that, and I'll kind of just help wherever he needs me on game day.
Yeah. How different has this transition been for you, or how easy or difficult has it been?
It's been exciting. You know, you get a chance to be around some great coaches and great players that are willing to work and working for a great head coach. I'm really enjoying it, and I can't believe how fast this offseason went by, but it was really good to get a lot of things accomplished, implement our system, and then we can come back in training camp and be ready to go.
Are you the kind of guy that feels pressure, or do you put pressure on yourself being one of the youngest offensive coordinators and stuff like that?
I think it's just one of those deals. You want to continue to work hard to try to be the best coach I can be to help our players and continue to develop relationships with both our players and coaches so that we can have success on Sunday. So I'm excited and about the opportunity and looking forward to this season.
Thank you.
We see, I guess it's a little louder, a little more energetic out here during practices. What kind of differences did Jay bring in that you see out here on the field every day?
Well, I think Jay's going to be himself, and, you know, he's a high-energy guy, likes to get involved on the practice field, and he's heavily involved with the offense where he'll be the play caller, and he's, you know, running the show there. But he does a great job leading both the offense and the defense and kind of letting guys enjoy it while it still is a serious tone. But I think it gives guys a chance to compete at a high level while also understanding what we need to get accomplished.
I wanted to ask you, I guess, specifically about minicamp, because you don't have the pads on. How do you specifically with run plays? I mean, I would imagine it's pretty hard to evaluate what works, what doesn't out here. What are you looking for?
Yeah, it is a little bit harder to evaluate the running backs, especially a guy like Alfred Morse, who's so special with his ability to break tackles and get more than what the play is sometimes blocked for. But I think the thing that's unique about pros is they understand how to compete with helmets on. You know, without the full pads on, you're still seeing a high tempo while playing within the regulations. And the run game is a little bit harder to evaluate, but these guys understand the tempo that's needed so that you can both get good looks in the run and pass game.
You've got Deshaun, Pierre, Andre, Jordan, list goes on. How do you make sure to keep all of them happy?
Well, I think you would just want to make sure that we have sound plays that have answers, and wherever the coverage dictates the ball's going to, we'll do that. We'll obviously have a couple little things to find ways to try to get guys involved early in games, and Rob will do a great job distributing the ball, and I know Jay will do a great job calling plays to get guys involved and spread the ball around so that we can move the football.
Cool. Getting that ball to the right place is a lot to do, of course, with Robert, you know, him recognizing. How's he coming along and recognizing things and learning the new offense?
He's done an excellent job. I think one of the things that's so great about going against our defense all offseason is Coach Hazlett has a variety of coverages, blitzes, different things that you need to change protections. And I think with a couple of those things that we asked Robert to do above the neck, he did an excellent job through our voluntary minicamp, the OTAs, and then this mandatory minicamp. So we're really excited about the progress he's made, and I think he's going to do a great job.
Sean, I want to ask you real quick. I know yesterday the guys were jawing about it a little bit, and I know last year was a struggle, but the red zone, do you guys feel like you have enough weapons there for red zone?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the things that when you look at what we can do better moving forward, I think it's finishing drives in the red zone and then taking care of the football. And like you guys said, we've got a bunch of playmakers. You know, you hear Raheem out here jawing about nobody's over six foot, but we can find ways to try to get guys open because they will separate and kind of distribute the field accordingly so that we can finish those drives with six instead of three.